I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. 2015 began with a bloodbath in Nigeria. Todd Nettleton of the Voice of the Martyr says
there was an attack in sort of the eastern part of Nigeria. Allegedly, a group of Fulani Muslim herdsmen came into a village, attacked a Christian village, burned the church, burned the home of the pastor, and killed 10 people in the village.
The mindset is that it's okay to murder Christians, and there will be zero consequences. And unfortunately, that's spreading throughout Nigeria. Pray for God to change the hearts of the Muslim extremists and herdsmen. Next, about 1.6 million Syrian refugees are facing a bitter winter in Lebanon. They're living in tents without heat, food, and health care. And as a result, people are getting sick. Food for the Hungry is showing the refugees the love of God by meeting basic needs. They're also working to help make the camps healthier and more productive. The supplies are expensive, though, and FH needs your help in making an impact. You can go to our website for the details. And are you willing to invest in the kingdom of God? Well, Far Corners Mission's Gary Bishop says they're building a safe home in India to protect street kids and introduce them to Christ. When they're finished, 250 kids will call the facility home. Now, the project's end is in sight. There's less than $70,000 to raise. Can you help them cross the finish line?
In just a few days' notice, we've already had people donate $3,000. So the money is starting to come in.
It's doable. For less than $20, you can help build a square foot of the facility. We'll connect you at our website.
We're just asking God to provide those additional funds so we can get this facility built and these children into a safe place.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sign up to get our daily e-news blast for free. Go to missionnews.org, type in your email address at the bottom, and you'll have up-to-date missions news every day. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.